Oh, and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. You all forgive me for a little bit of this cold here. We are definitely with you, though, as we get ready to talk about women. And the focus will be women and leadership as conveyed by Pew Research. I would like to know, what are your thoughts about women in leadership positions? And think about as many different types of leadership positions as you can. Just kind of brainstorm. And just women in leadership positions, whether we're talking about women who are leading some of the civic organizations in your city, your county, women who are leading departments in the company you work for, women who are heading up households as single parents. How about women who are leading political organizations, whether on the community, state, or national level? Talking about politics, what are your thoughts about a woman going all the way to the top and serving as president of the United States of America? How about a woman as vice president of the United States of America? We've had at least one lady serving as Speaker of the House. How about a lady heading up the Senate? How about a female Chief Justice of the Supreme Court? We have ladies who are heading up. They have top positions on state Supreme Courts. How about Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court? How about more ladies serving as CEOs of Fortune 1000 and Fortune 500 companies? What are your thoughts about that? Ladies in leadership positions. We're going to be taking a look at this survey, and we're going to be getting an idea of what a number of people think about women in leadership. And as we go through this conversation, I want you to keep this in mind. We're going to largely be hearing about people's opinions. So there's nothing that will have been set in stone by way of scientific studies that give absolute fact. This is primarily going to be opinion. What are people thinking about these situations, about these various aspects of women in leadership? What are people's thoughts about these leadership positions being filled by women? What are people, maybe, what are their feelings about it? Now, I'll say this off and on again from time to time, just to remind you that we are hearing about people's opinions. But in the meantime, I definitely want you to weigh in and share what your opinions are, what your thoughts are about what we'll be talking about. And I'm speaking about it very, very generally right now, leadership, but we're going to be breaking it down. And as we break it down, I definitely want us to get to the point where we are really looking into this and asking, is that true? Do I agree with that or do I disagree? And if I agree, why? If I disagree, why? We're going to be talking about women in leadership. Now, that said, let me ask you this very, very general question for the time being. Very general now. I already admitted that. This is very general, but I want us to think about it. Do you think that women should be in leadership positions? And if so, how high should that go? How far should that go? Women in leadership position, is that appropriate? Is it good? Is it the right thing? Is it something that is truly helpful? And now I can give you a clue. And this is not opinion. This is fact. There are studies that have shown that the nation's overall economy has fared much better when people of color were allowed to open businesses and run those businesses. And likewise, studies have shown that the nation's overall economy has fared better when women were allowed to open and run their businesses. So that's one thing to be thinking about, you know, as we say, food for thought. But that's not, I tell you what, answering that question will not bring us to the point where we will have covered the bases and reached the conclusion that, yes, the answer should be yes to every aspect of women in leadership. No, it doesn't work that way now. I want us to really be thinking through each of these matters. So, 2 years after Hillary Clinton became the first woman to win the presidential nomination of a major U.S. political party, and with a record number of women running for Congress in 2018, a majority of Americans say they would like to see more women in top leadership positions, and not only in politics, but also in the corporate world. Most say that men still have an easier path to the top, and that women will have to do more to prove their worth. The public is skeptical that the country will ever achieve gender parity in politics or in business. So here we go. I want to ask you, what are your thoughts about that? Do you think that America will ever achieve gender parity in politics or in business? Again, now the public is skeptical that we will ever achieve gender parity. What about you? What are your thoughts? Do you think that we will achieve gender parity, in particular in politics and in business? If you think we will achieve it, equality for the sexes when it comes to the top positions for women, do you suppose, for those of you who think we will finally achieve that parity, how much longer do you think it will take? 2 more years? 12 more years? 20 more years? Well, when it comes to this matter, as it turns out, from a political perspective, Republicans and Democrats have very, very different views about where things stand today and what factors are holding women back. Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents are more than twice as likely as Republicans and those who lean Republican to say that there are too few women in high political offices. Now, check this out. Listen to these numbers. 79% of Democrats and those who lean Democrat say that there are too few women in high political offices. Only 33% of Republicans and those who lean Republican say there are too few women in high political offices. So you know what question is on my mind right now? Just amongst the Republican Party, what percentage of the men would say there are too few women in high political offices? What percentage of the women would say there are too few women in high political offices? High political offices. While 64% of Democrats say gender discrimination is a major reason why women are underrepresented in these positions, only 30% of Republicans agree. There are also wide gender gaps and views about women in leadership. This is getting to what I was just asking about. I was just asking, hey, amongst Republicans, what percentage of men say that there are too few women in high political office? What percentage of women would say the same? And again, just within the Republican Party. Since only 33% of Republicans say that there are too few women in high political offices. Looking at the gender gap in these views, About 7 in 10 women say that there are too few women in high political offices and in top executive business positions. So that's roughly 70% of women say that there are too few women in high political offices and top executive business positions. Roughly 50% of men say the same. Of that 70% of women who say there are too few women in high political offices and in top executive business positions, what percentage of them are Democrats or Democrat-leaning? What percent are Republican-leaning? Now, remember, I told you I'm going to be saying this a number of times throughout the course of this discussion. This is opinion. This is simply talking about opinion. This is just simply asking people what they think. All right? Women are far more likely than men to see structural barriers and uneven expectations holding women back from these positions. By the way, I said that this is simply giving us people's opinions. That's not to say that none of the opinions are accurate. Some of these opinions may reflect truth, and some of them may not reflect truth. That's why I want us to be thinking through this. What do we disagree with? What do we agree with? Why do we disagree? Why do we agree? From one point to the next, don't treat it as just one topic. This is one topic, but with many subtopics. So let's let each subtopic stand on its own and evaluate each one. What do we think about each subtopic? About 7 in 10 women and about 5 in 10 men say a major reason why women are underrepresented in top positions in politics and business is that they have to do more to prove themselves. Isn't it interesting that that's something that people of color, but particularly the black community, has been saying for decades? We have to do more to prove ourselves. There are people, and there are white people who have said, black people have to do more to prove themselves. And now there are men and women and men who are saying women have to do more to prove themselves. And while about 6 in 10 women say gender discrimination is a major obstacle to female leadership in each of these realms, 30 smaller shares of men say this in the corporate world, 44%. In politics, 36%. To a large degree, these gender gaps persist within parties. Among Republicans and Democrats, women are more likely than men to say there are too few women in political and corporate leadership positions, and there are substantial gender differences, particularly among Republicans, and views on the obstacles holding women back from these positions. Despite, and this is a surprise to me, despite the surge of female candidates this year, women are increasingly doubtful that voters are ready to elect more female leaders. A growing share cite this as a major reason why women are underrepresented in high political offices. 57% of women now say that voters not being ready to elect women is a major reason, compared with 41% in 2014. Isn't that interesting that the number went up? In 2014, 41% of women said that voters are not ready to elect women to high office, high political office. And now 57% of women feel that way. And I'm puzzled by that because we've had so many women to really just burst onto the scene with this latest round of elections. And so I'm wondering, I know that we've heard that, you know, we've heard the stories about so many women getting out and voting. Was the increase in the women vote, the female vote, that significant that all these women were able to be elected, even if only en route to the general election? And so we had such a huge percentage of women voting for these females that women still feel like the public at large in general is still not ready to have women in these high positions. Okay, intriguing to me. Men remain much less likely to see that as a major impediment, in that only 32% of men see that as a problem. The survey also finds that Americans largely see men and women as equally capable when it comes to some key qualities and behaviors that are essential for leadership. 57% say that men and women in top positions in business and politics tend to have different leadership styles, though. Among those who say that men and women approach leadership differently, 62% say that neither male or female, man or woman, is better, while 22% say women generally have the better approach, and 15% say men do. Okay, so here we go again. Based on what you have observed firsthand, meetings that you sat in on, opportunities that you've had to see women in action as leaders, men in action as leaders, what have your opinions truly been about approach? And again, now, try not to look at this through a male lens if you're a male, or a female lens if you're a female. Try to just look at it as honestly as you can, as thoroughly as you can, as clearly as you can. Did you think that either or had a better approach than the other? Or would you say that overall, men have a better approach? Overall, women have approach. Again, overall, neither has a better approach. It's about a tie. What are your conclusions based on what you have observed firsthand? And if you are a leader, think about other leaders you've seen come into play. All right, now, there are areas where the public sees female leaders as having an advantage. In both business and politics, majorities say women are better than men when it comes to being compassionate and empathetic. A substantial share say women are better at working out compromises and standing up for what they believe in. Okay, so, you know what my question is? Women are more compassionate. Let's focus on that for a minute. Women are more compassionate. Okay, so we know that it really takes compassion to cast votes that will help the poor. We know that it takes compassion to cast votes that will help the needy. We know that it takes compassion to cast votes that will help immigrants. We know that it takes compassion to cast votes that lead us to a place where it's obvious, based on our vote, that we want all Americans to have health care coverage. So based on how our elected officials in Washington, D.C. vote, would you say that you have seen clear evidence that women are more compassionate than men? Because if that's the case, we should be seeing the majority of Democratic women voting for these issues that I just said require compassion. We should see the majority of Republican women voting for these issues that I just said require compassion. So here's the question then. When these issues come up, do we find that most women vote the way people say women would vote, and they vote in such a way as to show compassion, or do they vote primarily the way you would expect members of their party to vote? How do the majority of Republican women vote? How do the majority of Democratic women vote? Do they vote in ways that are different from Republican men and Democratic men? Or do they vote pretty much the same as Republican men, Democratic men? Because again, now they're saying that when it comes to certain qualities, women are better than men. When it comes to being compassionate and empathetic, well, those votes are the times that we can see whether or not that's the case. And that's why I said I really want us to be looking at, really be thinking about this. So be thinking about it. We have more to ask about this, more to look into for at least a few minutes when we come back. Stay with me.